is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it. It's Thursday here on the program, and it's all coming into focus now. What we've been telling you for a long time, it's all coming into focus, and that is the Fusion GPS dossier, which we've been talking about this morning, was in fact the pivotal piece put in front of a FISA court to get a warrant to spy on the Trump campaign. That coming from Sarah Carter at Circa. She says she has numerous sources confirming that now. That the dossier, unconfirmed, unverified, that had all sorts of salacious allegations against Donald Trump, unverified according to James Comey, months after, we now have, or now are in the process of learning, that that was in fact, as we have suspected, the key piece of evidence, if you will, put forth to a FISA court to secure the warrant to wiretap and eavesdrop and spy on the Trump campaign. Barack Obama and his political organization contributed nearly $1 million, another $12+ million out of the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign, which for all intents and services was one and the same. But Sarah Carter from Circa, among others, now saying that it was the dossier used by the FBI. And apparently the only thing that they have proven to be true in this entire conversation is that Carter Page, a fringe advisor to the Trump campaign, traveled to Russia. Now Donald Trump is eyeing the FISA vote, asking if it was used to so badly surveil his campaign. The president out this morning, tweeting, disproven 2 hours ago, disproven and paid for by Democrats, the dossier used to spy on the Trump campaign. Did FBI use intel tool to influence the election? Did Dems or Clinton also pay Russians? Where are hidden and smashed DNC servers? Where are crooked Hillary emails? What a mess. House votes on controversial FISA Act today. This is the act that may have been used with the help of the discredited and phony dossier to so badly surveil and abuse the Trump campaign by the previous administration and others. My friends, if this is proven to be true, the media can run, the media can hide. The mainstream media. But this will be the biggest political scandal of my lifetime. If, in fact, a previous administration, along with the FBI, the Department of Justice, and other arms of the government, used opposition research from its candidate to obtain warrants to spy on the opposition's candidate for president of the United States, and then further continued that investigation after their opponent had been elected as president-elect of the United States, and possibly further into the administration of Donald Trump as president. President Trump ripping on USA Rights Amendment to Section 702 of the Federal Intelligence Surveillance Act ahead of the House vote on the amendment on Thursday. The House votes on controversial FISA Act today, as he tweeted. The president's tweet comes as the House prepares to vote on the reauthorization of the act later today. The administration has been aggressively lobbying for the renewal of FISA and has ripped the proposed amendment. This amendment would reestablish the walls between intelligence and law enforcement that our country knocked down following the attacks of 9/11 in order to increase information sharing and improve our national security, so said White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders in a statement. But critics such as Rand Paul say the act allows the collection of private information from the American public without warrants. What I am concerned about more than all of that is the reporting now that this bought and paid for dossier was the foundation to spy on an American presidential candidate and to continue to spy on that man after he was elected president. The Clinton campaign, the DNC, Obama for America, OFA, all contributing more than $13 million to buy a foreign agent, Michael Steele, to go to a foreign country, Russia, to come up with dirt that remains unverified all this time later, and to use that to go get a warrant to investigate this president. There is no question that would be the biggest political scandal of my lifetime and yours. It is outrageous. People must be held to account for this if this is true. There's no two ways about it, and I would feel the same way if roles were reversed. I can tell you that. I would feel the exact same way if the parties were swapped and the roles were reversed. If Republicans had used bought and paid for material to spy on a Democrat, first of all, it'd be in the front page of every newspaper every day and on the news every day. But the dishonest news media doesn't like that narrative because they don't like Donald Trump, and therefore they're willing to look the other way even when it's clear, even when it's becoming clear and into focus that what has happened is almost an attempted coup. It's akin to an attempted coup on the presidency of the United States by continuing to follow this false narrative that somehow Donald Trump was in cahoots with Russia when there's no evidence of that. And all the evidence is quite the opposite. All the evidence is that Hillary Clinton and all of these people colluded together to destroy the campaign of first Bernie Sanders and then to destroy the campaign of Donald Trump. And then to try to destroy the presidency of Donald Trump after she failed to beat him at the polls. All using bought and paid for filth from a foreign agent who went to a foreign country who has paid millions of dollars, and none of it has been verified as anything factual. And that was used to get a warrant to investigate, to wiretap, just like the president said, to wiretap Trump Tower. Tell me where I'm wrong. Tell me where I'm wrong. 14 after.